Title: Heatwave Riser Swing Deep Dive with Jungle Swing in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson for drum and bass and jungle producers. And we're going to build a heatwave style riser that actually swings like your breakbeat swings. Not EDM generic riser pasted on top, but a build that lives inside the same pocket as the drums, pushes and pulls with the same microtiming, and then gets out of the way so the drop lands harder. The core idea is simple, but the execution is where it gets serious. We're going to steal groove directly from a break, and then we'll apply that groove not only to percussion ticks, but to the movement of the riser itself. The modulation swings. The breathing swings. That's where the jungle energy comes from. Let's set the session up so groove actually matters. Set your tempo somewhere in the D&B range, 172 to 176. I'm going to sit at 174 BPM. Now set your grid to 16th notes. And when you're editing microtining, turn adaptive grid off so Ableton doesn't keep changing your resolution as you zoom. You want consistent, predictable edits. Next, load a reference break into an audio track. Amen. Think Hot Pants or your own chop. Anything with character and a clear pocket. Warping matters here because if you smear transients, your groove extraction gets weird. Avoid Complex Pro on breaks most of the time. Try Beats Mode. Preserve transients. And if you're not changing tempo much and you want the most authentic pitch behavior, repitch can be a vibe. The main thing is, get 1.1.1 correct, then anchor warp markers on obvious transients, like the kick and the snare. Don't overwarp. Too many markers can iron out the feel you're trying to capture. Now we're going to do the most important move in this whole lesson. Extract Jungle Swing from the break. This is your pocket source. Right-click the break clip and choose Extract Groove. Then open the groove pool. Find the extracted groove. It'll usually be named after the clip. Set your starting groove parameters like this. Timing around 85%, velocity about 10%, random around 3%, and the bass is usually 16th notes or 8th notes depending on how the break is phrased. If you're not sure, start at 1/16. And here's a coach note that matters. The groove pool isn't just timing. Treat it like pocket EQ. If the groove feels too lazy when you apply it to risers, don't instantly drop timing. Instead, keep timing fairly high, like 80 to 95, and reduce random first, maybe down to 0 to 2. Riser layers read messy faster than drums. Also, keep velocity influence low on noise and tone layers, because accidental velocity changes can feel like unwanted tremolo. Cool. Now we build the heatwave riser as a proper layered instrument with clean routing, so you can control it fast. Create three tracks, one called riser noise, one called riser tone, and one called riser ticks. Then group them into a group track called riser bus. Think of the bus as your macro control lane, filter opening, saturation, stereo width, reverb size and wetness, and final gain staging into the drop. The bus is where you protect the drop. Let's start with riser noise, air and heat shimmer. On a MIDI track, load operator. Turn oscillator to white noise. Turn the filter on. Start with something like a 12 dB low pass around 1 to 2 kHz, and give the amp envelope a long, smooth shape. You want it to behave like a bed, not like a stab. Now build the device chain. First, auto filter. Set it to high pass, 24 dB slope. Start around 150 to 300 Hz, and over the 16 bars, automate it upward to around 3 to 8 Khz depending on how aggressive you want the final moment. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 20%, so it speaks as it rises. Then saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Don't chase loudness. Chase density. Then echo. Try 1/8 or 1/16 timing. Feedback 20 to 40%. A touch of modulation, and use Echo's internal filter to keep it clean. High pass around 300 Hz, low pass around 7 kHz. We want motion, not mud. Then hybrid reverb. Play tour hall. Early in the build, keep decay tighter, like 1.2 seconds. Then in the final 4 to 8 bars, automate the decay up, maybe 6 to 10 seconds. Keep dry/wet controlled, say 10 to 30%, and automate upward near the peak. Then utility for width and gain. Start width maybe 80%. Open it toward 140% by the end. And keep the noise from becoming the loudest thing in the whole song. That's a classic mistake. Now, to make the noise pulse with Jungle Swing, don't just draw a straight volume ramp and call it a day. We're going to add rhythmic movement that can inherit the groove. Add auto pan after auto filter. Set phase to 0 degrees so it's amplitude tremolo, not left-right panning. Set rate to 1/16. amount around 30 to 60%. Now you've got a steady pulse. The key is, we're going to make that pulse swing later using groove-driven modulation, which we'll do in a few minutes. Before we leave noise, one optional trick for heat shimmer without harshness. Put face or flanger before the reverb. Very low amount, slow rate, low feedback. Then high pass after it with EQ if needed. This reads like air bending, not like bright hiss. Next layer, riser tone. This is pitch and pressure, the part that feels like it's heating up and bending. Create a MIDI track and load simpler in classic mode. Drop in a short tonal sample, a restab, a single cycle wave, or even a vowel or formantish stab. Turn the filter on. Make a 16-bar MIDI clip and hold a root note for the entire clip. Keep it simple. We'll create movement with automation. Now automate the heat wave move. Simpler transpose. Start at 0 semitones and end at plus 12. If you want it subtler, go plus 7. Then, in the last two bars, add a little fine pitch wobble. Detune by maybe plus or minus 5 to 15 cents, just enough to feel unstable. Processing chain for tone. Auto filter first, low pass 24 dB. Automate cutoff from around 400 Hz up to 10 kHz through the build. Add resonance around 15 to 30% so it starts to scream near the top. Then roar if you have it, or saturator if you don't. Automate drive up over time, but here's a pro habit. If you automate drive up, also automate output down so perceived loudness stays stable. Otherwise you think it's getting better when it's just getting louder. Optional. Corpus. Tube or beam. Tune to the key. Very subtle. Like 5 to 15% dry slash wet. It can add that DNB metallic pressure without turning into a gimmick. And one more sound design extra. If you want the tonal riser to crack at the top, add redux very subtly and automate it into bars 13 to 16. Then tame brittleness with a gentle low pass or dynamic EQ. The goal is controlled instability, like thermal breakdown, not cheap lo-fi. Now the secret weapon layer. Riser ticks. This is what glues the whole build into jungle territory. Create a drum rack. Load a short closed hat tick, a rim or woodblock, and a very short noise click. Program a pattern that starts straight for a bar or two, just to establish a reference. Then move into a jungle-esque tick pattern. You can emphasize off steps. A good starting point is hitting a handful of steps per bar that feels skippy rather than rigid. The exact steps will vary depending on your break, but you're aiming for that rolling sensation. Now apply the extracted groove to the tick MIDI clip. And here's an advanced move. Once it feels right, hit commit. Committing prints the microtiming so it's stable and you're not relying on groove pool playback. That's huge when you start duplicating clips and arranging. Light humanization is allowed, but controlled. Use MIDI transformations humanize lightly. Timing 2 to 6, velocity 3 to 8. If it starts feeling sloppy, requantize to 1/16 at about 70 to 85% strength. In jungle, we want intentional pocket, not chaos. Process the ticks, EQ8 with a high pass around 300 to 800 Hz, maybe a small boost around 8 to 12 kHz if they need air. Then a touch of saturator, 1 to 4 dB. Then auto-filter in band pass mode with gentle resonance if you want that radio heat band limited vibe. Then utility width, 110 to 150%. Ticks can live wide. Now we get to the key concept. Make riser modulation swing with the break. It's not enough to swing note timing. The movement itself has to lean with the drums. Option A is the cleanest. Groove the MIDI that drives modulation. Create a new MIDI track called MOD Pulse. Program steady 16th notes. Apply your extracted groove and commit it. Now this clip is a groove printed timing template. You can use MOD Pulse to drive sidechain compression or gating. The simplest practical way is to put a very short click sample on MOD Pulse and make it sends only so you don't hear it. Then on riser noise, add a compressor and sidechain it from that click track. Now the noise bed pumps with your break swing, not with straight grid timing. Option B is super jungle. Gate the riser with swing by using the break itself. Put a gate on riser bus or on riser noise. Sidechain the gate from your break or from a swung tick bus. Set the threshold so it opens only on real transients, return fast. Hold tiny, release maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds. Now your riser literally breathes in the same rhythm as the break. This is one of those tricks that immediately makes it feel in the record. Now arrangement. We're building a 16-bar heatwave acceleration. Bars 1 through 8. Establish tension. Noise is subtle. Filter opens slowly. Tone is low passed so you mostly feel it. Ticks are light, maybe every other 16th. And keep the break present but restrained. You can high pass the break slightly so the build feels like it's clearing space. Bars 9 through 12, start sweating. Increase tick density, so it's more consistent 16th motion with swing. Increase saturation on the tonal riser. And here's a counterintuitive detail that keeps energy forward. Don't just make reverb bigger and bigger nonstop. In this middle section, you can even shorten reverb to K slightly to keep it punchy and urgent. Bars 13 through 15. Peak pressure. Increase width and reverb size on noise. Add pitch panic in the last two bars by accelerating the tonal transpose curve or adding more detune motion. And instead of an EDM clap roll, add a snare build that respects jungle language. Swung ghost snares, little flams, quiet rim ghosts. Feed without cheese. Last one bar. Drop setup. Do a choke. Hard cut low energy out of the riser with high pass automation up to 1 or even 2 kHz. Consider a micro gap. Even a quarter bar of silence or a tiny eighth note gap can create classic DNB tension. Optional tape stop. You can do it with an audio clip set to repitch and automate transposition down, or do a subtle frequency shifter move with a fade. On the drop hit, kill the riser bus with a very fast fade, like 5 to 30 milliseconds. Let the first kick and snare transient own the moment. That's drum authority. Now mix control, because if you don't manage this, your riser will ruin your drop.